We're starting at the bottom of Tet Amud Aleph. We had the klal that Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, that when you have a situation that you know of certainly, a Safek will not remove it, meaning it will stay with the Vadai. So the Gemara is going to question it from another case. Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, there's three lines from the bottom. Vatanya, I'll bring up Raisa that seems to show not like this klal. The Suffolk will bring out from a Vadai. Vatanya, Omer Reb Yehuda, Maisa b'shivcha, Sushon Matzik Echad b'rimon. There was this shivcha from a guy, which Rashi says, it was the Inish Lame of Yisrael Havi. It was someone who was a bit of a tyrant. He obviously overworked her. Shahatil Nafalabor. And she had a miscarriage, and she put it to the boar. Just a Derek Tzadi over here, an issue that comes up that they bring this Gemara back and forth in Raya's. Does a Nefil, does a miscarriage need Kvor or not? So the Magen Avraham brings from this Gemara over here, you see that they threw him into a boar over here. It seems pretty clear that you don't need over here to do Kvor. But Lamaisa, there are those that say no. A Nefil does need a Kvor. And over here, this was the Kvor. Putting it in a boar is the Kvor. Lamaisa, the minhag is that up until 3 months, it doesn't need a Kvor. But after 3 months, when no egg, we have a place that's miyuchat in the base Kvor. So the Avni Nezer says that this, also there, Tid Lavo will rise into Chias Amesim. So over the age of 3 months, when no egg to bring him over here, it's just the issue going on. So the Shivchasa.
A boar is without wedding, right?
What?
A boar is
down. Yeah, some kind of hole over there. Yeah, for here, sure, there's no water over here. We'll see in a minute. So she threw the nafel into the boar. Ubo Kohen, and a Kohen came, and the question is, why is a Kohen coming to look? If it's to check it out, there's tumor over here. So those what says straight on the other page that it's a Kohen Shota. It was a Kohen that wasn't too smart over here. The Kohen came, the Hatzitzpo. He peeked over, later im zachahu im nekevahi. But it has a nafkamina and how much time she's going to need to sit in a tumah. Ubo mais lefnei chachamim, and they came before the chachamim. What do we do with this Kohen? Fitiru. And they said he's tohar. Nei shechuta or bardless mitzurim sham. Since weasels and this bardless, Rashi says it's some kind of small cat or some kind of kaya kitana, is mitzvahim sham. Lamaisa, in modern Hebrew, we call a borderless a cheetah. And it certainly doesn't make sense over here that a borderless will be a cheetah. I mean, that a little cheetah is hanging out in a pit over here that might take it away. Where did they get this idea of a cheetah? Lamaisa, there's a mission in Baba Kama at the end of the first verse that brings down different animals that are mu'at. And they bring down a Zev, an Ari, a Dove, a Nemer, and a Bardless. So I can understand in that list, a Bardless is a cheetah. But over here, it's clearly a Bardless is not a cheetah. I wonder, where do you get such a far-ranging definition of an animal? So the Tiferes Yisrael and Baba Kama, on the mission over there, brings down that there's two types of Bardless. One, a Bardless is listed with a Zev, an Ari, and a Nemer. He says it's called a leopard. That's what he brings down. He brings down the, in Hebrew letters, the word leopard. One, it's found over here with the chulda. It's kind of, it's a small animal. I mean, there's two animals that are called a borderless. They're a mitzorin cham. So again, why is the Kohen tahor? Because we know that there's small animals over there. V'ahacha devadai hatila. We know for sure that she threw the fetus into the boar. V'safek iru. And it's a safek if they pull it out. The suffic lo geru, then at the moment it was a suffic or whether or not this chaya kitana was there. Dekati suffic umotzi midei vadai, and we see over here that the suffic comes of whether or not the chaya kitana came and took the fetus away, takes us out from the vadai that for sure there was something over there, and you see that a suffic is motzi midei vadai, and that's why the kohen is tahar kasha on this cloud that ain't suffic motzi midei vadai. And we answered, "Lo, that's not pshat. Lo tamei shehatilu nafal labor. Don't say the cases that she through the fetus into the boar. Ella Amasha Pilo Kamin Nafel Labor. Something that looked like it. Something happens. There was some kind of discharge over there. Fabi Safik is Safik. We don't know exactly what it was. And the Kohen came to check to see what it was. We said in the Braisa, the Kohen looked to see whether it was a male or female to know how long she has to sit in Tuma. Haki Kamar, this is what you have to say. Leida im ruach apila im nafal apila. Some kind of sack was discharged there. Was it filled with ruach, or was it filled with, or was it actually a fetus in it? Vintim saloma nafal, and if it was a fetus apila, leida im zachahi im nekevahi. So it's a suffix. It was a suffix first to see if it was even a miscarriage. Rashi. The Kohen Korov or Mibnei Abayit, he's a relative or he's a member of the family. Need to know exactly what the status was to know whether the tumor tahar is zakhli made tumor v'tahar or nekeva or tumor tahar nekeva. V'lo nizar oto kohen al azarat l'nefesh lo yitama. Rashi says, great aunt, this Kohen was not very careful on whether or not, on the prohibition for a Kohen not to become tummy. Tahatit bo bovor v'anafo lo var, and he didn't see. V'tiyor m'mahil ala meis, and therefore the Chachamim were metariah him, they didn't have tumas meis. Shechul de bodles m'shoim sham. This again, if it was, even if they bring it into the ground, when we have tumas meis, the only thing, the tumas meis goes up to shemayim, unless there's an oel of a tefach. So their home must have been at least a tefach. They gave lechorin v'lo'ayu. There. Ruach hapila, shafir mole ruach. Shafir is the embryonic sac. That's filled with ruach. Vim tim shalomer nafal hayah kolomer lechol eluts hutzvak shema ruachu viagi ve'ein kana lo tuma dezachov lo tuma nekeva ve'im ereshu hu v'lad shvichim levodim zachov nekeva. So that was the suffix over. It was a complete suffix to start with. So vade giruhu. Well, that's the next case. Okay, so it's a suffix and a suffix. So again, this cloud stands at ein suffix mosim idei vadei. Okay, V-boy same. Another character says, Hatam Vadai Vadaihu. It's a Vadai Vadaihu. Kevan de Chuldo, Bodles, Mishtoim Sham, since they're Vadai small animals, they're Vadai Giru. For sure they're going to pull it away, i.e., Shaita. Ah, nehid ishari mishari. And if anything is left over, megwa mihat vadig ruah vahishaita. For sure they're going to pull. Even though we had before that sometimes the chulda leaves things over, but over here if something's left over, they're going to pull it into their hole, and you're going to have not a problem of an oel over here, of tumas meis. Vadig yiru, mukzakim heim bekach. It's a mukzak over here that if there's a fetus there, an animal's going to come and pull it away. It's not similar to the case of Hachazina, Hashina, Nehida, Vade Akla. We're not saying, over here it's Vade Akla, Lo Amar, Vagivu, Lekoshalem Amar. Even though before we had a question, it was maybe they ate it, maybe they didn't eat it. We don't have that question. Maybe they didn't eat it over here, but for sure they put it in their storage. Bardalus is a Ilmas, a Putyashi. Not sure exactly what that is, but it's a small animal. Okay. Umi Amrinan, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off saying that we're Choshim Shema Geva Chulda. Remember that was the original thing. Ain Choshim Shema Geva Chulda. We're not worried, perhaps, right, you cleaned one room, or you have a place that's Muksak, that's not clean, that it doesn't have Chametz in it. We're not worried that a Chulda will come and drag a piece of Chametz into it. So now we're going to question the whole idea. Umi Amrinan, is it really that we say that Ein Choshim Shema Geva Chulda? Hakatani Sefer. If we see the next Mishnah on Yud Amid Beis, it says, Maishim Ishari, when you do your Bedika, what that's left over, what you found, or that what you're planning on eating the next morning, you have to put it away onto the side. You can't just like leave it out, it has to be hidden. Why? So you don't have to do another batika. Why would you have to do another batika? Because we're worried, perhaps a kulda will come and take it away. So we see that we are worried about a kulda dragging things away when you have a pile of chametz. It seems like a kash between the two Mishnahs. Let's get the kash straight. The Mishnah on Tet Amud Aleph says, we're not worried, Shema Geva Chulda Mibayit Labayit. And all of a sudden, on Yud Amud Beit, we have a Mishnah that says that what's left over, you put a Petina Kedesh, Lo Yitzvik Petika Charev. So you don't need another Petika. Why would you need another Petika? Obviously, it's because you're afraid that a Chulda might come and take a piece, and you're going to find a piece is missing, and now you're required to do another Petika. Even so, that's going to be the end. That's only according to Rabbi Mari. Rabbi Mari.
In if you leave it,
yeah, that's well. Vav is going to hold.
In
this shlav, shlo yet tzarek. No, that you won't need another bedika. Something's missing.
If you love mishnah, as much when you have to give the bedika.
I understood that at the end with Rav Mari that he says it's a gizera, but over here it says you won't tzarek. Why would you need another bedika if you find something's missing?
I mean, missing is much more tzarek.
Why?
When you discuss it, it's not even missing.
Shelo yetzarech, that you won't need a tzarech.
No,
I can read it both ways. I know in the Maskana we hold like that. You want to say that even if nothing is missing, I kind of understood it that you might have a need to check for it if something's missing. What? Okay. So he says it's one way. I can see it being mashma either way. And the Maskana for sure, it's like what you say according to
the Mar.
That's a
theory that's assuming. That's why.
That's a simple theory. So I'm going to buy it. Lo kasha. Haba arba. Also, one is the 14th. Hashlosha. So one is the 13th. On the 13th, when there's a lot of chametz in the house, lo yimta. You don't have to. The chulda, if he takes it, won't come and hide it. That you'd have to go search after it. Ah, so that's what you're saying, that he will take it. But no, that if you saw it's missing. If something's missing, lo mitzna. How do you read mitzna? Biava asa de lo shchike vifter, where it's not coming, the kulu bate mitzna, the kulu will come and take it and he'll hide it. On the 13th he won't come to hide it, which is the first mishnah on test. On the 14th is the other one, there isn't so much. Zvashi says mashmi shor acha bedika milchaso yechanenu bitzino. What did you say after the bedika that you're going to eat for later? You put pitzina. B'shlosha asa reisha. This is the mission that we had. Tiketani ein choshim bebodik b'shlosha asa shemitzoyim pot arbe. Here, there's a lot of pot over there. Lechulda. He sees that there's a lot of bread over there. Letoch habatim. There ain't a choshet. He's not worried l'shaya to leave it over. B'seifa behed yetanan ba b'yud dalet. And the seifa says clearly it's on yud dalet. He doesn't see a lot of bread in the house. He doesn't see a lot. He's going to get a little worried, and he's going to hide it. So that's the difference between the two Mishnahs. Our first Mishnah, there's a lot of bread, and we're not worried that a chulda, he sees bread all over the place. He doesn't have to hide. On the 14th, he sees already that where there's not so much bread in the house, the house is clean. He gets a little worried for his livelihood, and he's going to hide. Omer Vav on this. Ki chulda mevihi? Is a chulda a prophet over here, diada diadna, that he knows it now on Arba Asa, Philoafiad Liarta, that he's not going to, that we're not going to bake any more bread until the evening till we have matzah, umishari, umitama, and he's going to hide it for something? She's a navi over here? Vashi, Techichul de Navihi, Letet Lev al Kach, that it pays attention to something like this. Liavoda de Nolad to understand what's going to be. Viyadat Shalo Yaf Orayom. So it's not so much bread. They're going to bake eventually. So Lamaisa on Vav over here, it's very hard understanding what his question on Abaya is. Because if we looked at the Rashi before, it just says that the Chulda saw that there's not so much bread in the house, and therefore it's going to hide over here. Why do you have to say that the Chulda's in the Via? An animal has Hargashot. There's no question about it. We have many places that an animal can sense what's going on over here. He sees everything's being cleaned up, the house is, any piece of food is being picked up over here. It knows that something is amiss over here. Why can't we say that an animal, not that it's a navi, that it sees something's wrong, it better put the supplies away. So they say that when Rav is said, v'chichul de navi'ahi, it's a melitza. It was a poetic saying. This, after all, chulda is a navi'ah, right? It's the name of a prophetess in Tanakh over here. So what Rav was really doing over here, he's being cholik on the svor of Abaya, and he's doing it in a melitza type of form. He's saying it's melitza. He's calling on the etzim svora of the 13th and the 14th. That the first mission is talking about the 13th, and the second mission is talking about the 14th. That doesn't make sense according to Rava. The Mishnah, both Mishnahs are talking about normal time of Batika Chametz, and we're not worried about it. We're not worried about a chulda. Oh, so why do you have to put the tzina, what was left over? Why? Shema titul chulda bifaneinu. Perhaps if it's not the tzina, we will see a chulda jump up, take a piece. And once you see it, it's a vade over here. And once it's a vade, ain't something more day vade. If we see for sure he gets it over here. Vehitzarik b'dikacharav. And therefore you'll need a bedika afterwards. Rashi, v'tito b'fana, v'heka d'chazinan. And if we see it, akorcha chashinan. Now we have to be choshish. Before I went out choshish, that the chulda will take it. But if we see him take a piece, we're choshish. And that's why you have to put a pitzin over there. In order that you won't come to need to make a bedika if you see that it's taken. Tanya kavadi to Rava, and we have a brisa that's like Rava. Someone who wants to eat chametz after batika, ketzat yasa, what should he do? You take it, what you left over, and you put it betzina, in order that a chulda should come and take it, and you need a batika afterwards. And this is passing the Shulchan Aruch, that any bread that you're planning on using the next day, or any bread that's found after the bedika, you find your 10 pieces, you have to put a petzina. And because you're worried that a chulda might come and take it. So a very interesting din. The Mishnah Brewer said that if you plan on having bread left over for tomorrow, the shas maisa of the bedika, you also have to hide it. Because when you're going from the different rooms, maybe a chulda will come and take that bread. So all bread, once you start the bedika, if you have any bread in the house, anything, you have a few pizzas you're planning on leaving over tomorrow morning, they should be at a place that's mutzna, that a chulda couldn't come to.
In a place where the chulda is not
mutzna. What? Even when it's not mutzna. I guess, yeah, we could say a little different, but they bring them. So we're dealing with, in the case over there, that would make it a vadai. I'll make it a vaday. Even if it's not mitzvahim, there's still a suffix, and since the whole thing over here is a suffix, we have to clarify a suffix. If there's a possibility that they'll be there, I guess we'd also have to do it. And they bring down that this is not an Eitzah Tova. This is Me'ikar Hadin. That one has to, it's not just like a good idea to do it. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, other people, the poskim, say that one is mechuyev to put away the chametz for the next day. So I was talking about this with my wife last night. It was, whatever, telling me the story of the chulda, and she's like, "It doesn't make sense to me. There's no rats at all over here." I said, "Yeah, but there's little kids, right? If you have, you know, your little cookies or whatever, or a piece of pizza, and somebody wakes up in the middle of the night and it's gone the next day, you have to be worried about it." And that's really coming the next sheet of Rav Mario Omer, Gezeira. The reason why is a Gezeira, the reason why we have to put everything away is a Gezeira Shemi Yaniach Esther, you put away 10, the Yimsetesha. And now you find 9 over here, and now you're in a big trouble. What happened over there? You know, you can't find the culprit, or whatever. You have to be cautious. Therefore, litcharchila, even if nothing is missing, we put everything away, and there's no steer between the missions. Even though, again, over here, there's a stake saker. You're missing one. So what? What's the problem? Maybe you found, maybe it won't be found. We don't know where it is. And even if our chulza took it, maybe they ate it, maybe they didn't eat it. It's all fakers over here. But again, like the Yisod we mentioned yesterday, that since the reason why the Chachamim instituted Bedika was Levorah, to clarify any suffix over here, and over here, if it's Enu, if it's not found, we have to clarify the suffix. Over here, one would have to do another Bedika. Rashi, V'yimtza Teisha, V'hacha V'ada Yichele Mechash. For sure we have to be worried over here, even if it's a faker. You have to be worried. The Ha Mucha Milta should not look fusechad. We know that one was taken. We just don't know what was done with it. And one has to do bedika at this point. Okay, from here till the Mishnah, Rashi, the Teisha Tziborim, Rashi says it's Piske Halachotain. They're called Piske Halachot. I have no idea what Rashi means by Piske Halachot. These are some of the most difficult cases. Every case over here needs a lot of iyun, a lot of explanation. There's a lot of machlokets going on them. We will at least cover them and cover maybe the ikar machlokets going on with them. These are, again, sugyas in sveikot. All through, we're going to have case after case, all through Shas, major sugyas in Shas, where we have sveikot, and we're going to tie them back into chametz. Here's the first case. Teishet Tziborim Shal Matzah. You have 9 piles of matzah, V'yachad Shal Chametz, and 1 of Chametz. So it's clearly the matzah is in the rove over here. V'yata Achbor, and you see a mouse come, V'shokil, and takes one. V'lo Yadinan in Matzah Shokil, in Chametz Shokil. We don't know which one he took from. Was it the matzah he took from, or was it from the Chametz? Hayenu, this is the famous case of the Teisha Chaniot, which we'll see in just a minute. Peirush. If a piece fell from one of the piles, meaning the mouse didn't go and grab a piece, rather a piece separated from one of the piles, is Peirush. V'yata Achbar, now the Achbar came with Shakal. Hayana Sefer, that's the Sefer of the case of the 9 stores. The Tanan. It's really a Brisa. The Tanya. Teisha Chaniot. You have 9 Chaniot, the Kula Mokwim Basa Shchuta. And they all have kosher meat. This will be the same if you're in an area that has 9 hamburger places. And if you have 10 hamburger places, 9 of them sell kosher meat. Ve'achan Mokwim Basa Nevela. One of them sells treif meat. Ve'lakach me'achad me'am. And someone walked in, he wanted to buy some meat, and he bought from one of them. And he doesn't know which one he took from. Steiko Aser. It's going to be Aser. Even though the majority is Shchuta. Ubenimsa. If he found one on the street, and the majority of the stores are selling kosher, Holechacha HaRav. You go after the Rav. Let me explain the case first outside, and we'll see it in Vashi. The case is like this. We have a klal in Torah. That, if let's say again, we have 9, 10 places. 9 are kosher, 1 is treif. If I go to the place, it's called the chametz was kavua. I went to the chametz. So now, what did I do? If we examine my action has to say either I went into the kosher place or I went into the treif place. I can't say either I went into the kosher place, I went to the kosher place, I went there 9 times, or I went into the treif place. I did either one of 2 things. Either I went to the right place, or I went to the wrong place. Who cares if it's the majority? Once it's there, and I'm going to it, we say it's kavua. The whole kavua, and anything it's kavua, kamexa al mexadami. It's called half-half. Either I went to the right place, or I didn't. So also over here, the guy went shopping, and he doesn't know where he went, it's a suffix li'asa. So too the mouse. We have 9 piles, and then one pile. We know he went to the pile. He went to the pile. Either he went to the pile of the matzah, or he went to the pile of the chametz. And now we have a suffik li issa. On the other hand, if it's separated, and I find it in the street, well, let's examine this piece now. Where did it come from? We don't say, did the piece go to the kosher pile, went to the treif pile? No. It either came from the kosher pile or it came from the treif pile. This is called the meparish. Anything that's separated, you go after the roav. Because now we look at this piece. Chances are that since nine of the places are kosher and one is treif, that it came from the kosher place. This is a klal that is used all over Shas, that when you go to the fixed place, it's mekzal mekzal. When it's parish, you go after the roav. And this Rashi says is a piskei halachot. And now there's going to be a problem. What are we worried about? Okay, the mouse went and he took the chametz. Rashi says, Teisha tziporim piskei halachot hen, ata achba v'shakol, v'niknas l'bay b'fineinu. We saw him go into the house. V'lo yadina ni chametz shakol, and we know he took a piece, and we don't know if it's from the chametz shakol. The kevin de chazinan sricha anu livdok. We need to check. Or Dilma matzah shakol, and maybe he didn't. Meaning it's a chetzi. We have to do bedikar chametz. Tosfot said, nothing doing. That's not the case over here. The case is we're worried about that we don't know, let's say we find that piece that the mouse took. Is it chametz or is it matzah? Okay? In the case where he went to the pile, we have to look. He either went to the chametz pile, he went to the matzah pile. It's a 50-50 chance. It could be the matzah or chametz. And now it's a suffix issa. It's a suffix derisa lachoma. You can't eat that. And therefore, it's usa. But if it was porish, and now you find that piece, according to Tosfot, this is classic case. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? You go after the roav. Over here, the roav is matzah, and you can eat it. And he says, it's not going on Rashi over here, because you have a roav. So we have a fundamental machloket we've shown him over here on what's the case over here of the Teisha Tziborim. We can answer for Rashi clear out, like the whole thing that we've been going along over here, which we'll have to give an explanation for Tosfot, is that again, the reason why we instituted Bedika is because we have to clarify a suffix over here, even in a space fake, even if it's, the chances are it's 90% sure that it's matzah over here, but Rashi holds that you have to do a Bedika in all cases over here, because we're trying to clarify the suffix. Hayenu Teisha Chaniot. This is the case of the nine shops. The Kaimelan Behu Lakame. We're going to see the Kol the Kavua. Anything that is fixed that you want to, either you went to the right place or you went to the wrong place. It's 50-50 where you went to. Shenatlo Mimakom Kavua that you took from a fixed place. And Hakim Boachavav. You don't go after the Rov in that case. Elahariu Kemetza Al Metzas. Consider either it's 50-50. You went there or here. The suffix is a lechumra. And it's a suffix is a lechumra. And therefore you have to check. Peyush, but if it's separated, prusa mi'achad min ha-tziborim, one of the pieces fell away from the piles. Li'achad min ha-zaviyot, v'lo yedana my minaya, which one it came to is peyush. V'yata akva v'shaka v'niklas l'payet, ha'ena sefer, that's the second part of the writer, the Matinitin, the Teisha Kanya, the Hecha, the Lo, Lakum, and Makam Kavua, since he didn't take it from the fixed place, Halkin Boachar Rav. You go after the Rav. That's the first of the Piskei Halachot, according to Rashi. We're going to have a lot of them now. Next case. Shnei Tziborim. You have two piles. Echad Shal Matzah, Fechad Shal Chametz. And one Shal Chametz. Ulefnehem, and before these two piles, are shnei batim, are two houses. Echad batuk, and one was checked for chametz. Vechad she'enu batuk, and one's not batuk. And now, atu shnei achborim. Two mice come. Echad shakil matzah, one took the matzah. Ve'echad shakil chametz, and the other one took chametz. V'lo yadina. Now we know they ran into the houses. We don't know who took what. With v'lo yadina hai lahai ayel, which one took which to which house? To Hailaya, we know which one took one to which house. Ha'enu Shtei Kupot. This is the case of the Shtei Kupot. over here. What's the case of the shtei kupot? The tanan. Shtei kupot. You have two boxes. Echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma. One is shel chulin and one is shel truma. Now, the problem of truma, if truma mixes into other food, it's not going to be bottle, except for in a large amount, 101, I think it is. You have two piles, a pile, a box of chulin and a pile of truma. Ulepneim shnei soyim, echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma. And in front of these two boxes, you have your own food, you have your own piles of food. Ve'naflo el letoch elo. And they got mixed together. And we don't know if the truma went into the pile of chulin or the truma went into the pile of truma. And we don't know which one the chulin went to. That's the case over here of the two piles. We know the two piles, one of them went into one house. We don't know if the chametz went into the house that wasn't checked or the chametz went into the house that's checked. And mutar, the case of the shtei kupot, we matter it. Why? That the concept called Shi'ani Omer Chulin Lato Chulin Naflo. That I could say that the Chulin went into the Chulin. It's a thing called Tola. You could place on Midrabanans, you have Talim and Lakula. That you could place, you could assume that this one went into this pile and this one into this pile because it's a Midrabanan. You could be Makel with the Midrabanan and be Tola over here. So therefore, we had the two piles, one of chametz, one of matzah, and the two mice came and took him. We could say that the matzah went into the house that was clean, and the chametz went to the house that wasn't clean, and therefore the house that was clean, you don't have to clean up after it. Rashi?
Here it says, agrees with Rashi.
Yeah. Yeah, over here, this is different. There's going to be a chiddush of Tulina. I'll explain in just a minute.
What says Midrabanan?
Yeah, so everybody holds Midrabanan, but there's an extra kula over here of what's called Tola, Ani Omer, which will make it a little different than the other cases. Rashi, Shtei Kupa, there's a Chiddush over here more than the other case. Shtei Kupa, Davar Zeh, even Tosfot Ein Hachinami will agree with Rashi that the Rabbanan were, they made the Tekana to clarify the Suffolk, but how far it goes with the clarifying the Suffolk is where there are Cholikon. Shtei kupot. David zeh anu yechalim lemod mishnat shtei kupot. The talin on the kula. We are tola. This is the concept called tola le kula. And this is a very common, I don't know if the word is tool, but a lumdis that one uses in hilchos kashrus. A lot of times a person's shechting and all of a sudden he finds that his knife had a pegim in it. And the last 20 chickens were not checked it properly. We go on Talina. Since it's anyway mixed up in the majority, we pluck out any 20. This is how they do it in Kasher, the Shem Yerachim, but this is how you have to do it over here. When you have a factory going through 1,000 chickens an hour, Shochet, you're Tola.
That's
what?
That's Yelach.
That's Talina. Yeah.
It's not a Shem
Yerachim. What? That's Talacha. I know. It's the Halacha. We're Tola that the 20, even though we know there's 20 trace chickens in there, the Mashiach goes around and he just picks any random 20, and we're Tola that these were the ones that were traced, and that's it. And therefore, it's mutter. It's mutter. One of them, I shouldn't say Shem Yerachim. The Shem Yerachim is that they do it so fast, and you have to, you will put in a matzav that you have to rely on Talina. That's the, and it is relied on quite often in Hilchos Kashrus. But this is a lumdus that is used regularly in Hilchos Kashrus. Right, I shouldn't say Hashem Yerachim on something that it is glatt kosher, completely paskin on it. Stay kufa. We're told the kula. If it's a mitzvah button, and you could say, Ani Omer, that this one went here, and this one went there, that's fine. Well, if name Shnei Soyin, Shalpeira, the Nafo Eil Latoch Eilu, I'm sorry, Latoch Eilu, a Kupot, Viadur Lano, Shechad Nafo Bezer, we know that one fell in this, Shechad Bezer, the Ein Yodir, Im Zer Bezu, Viae Zer Bezu, Har Eilu Mutar, this is Mutar. Peirut shel kupat achulin mutarim lezar. The peirut of the kupat achulin is mutar to his own non-kohen. Kivat chila. Afilu in a kupat kedeli alo raseya b'yacharumei. Even if it's not going to be bottled, shano amim, chulin leto, chulin naflo, alma talin lakula. We see that we're talin and lakula. Hete behete, we say that the hete went into the hete, v'yisa v'yisa v'yafa gav, te'icha lemeima ipcha. Even though you could say the opposite, well maybe the truma went into the chulin. Hachanami lakula talinan. We say klakula talina darmina nachamet niknas l'sheinu bada via matzah livdok, and you have to check, and the matzah went into the baduk. Oh, we have a question on here. There's a lot of lumdus going on here on Tola. I'm not going to be able to go into it right now. We could just finish off over here. Shani Amir, Chulin Latok. Chulin with Talinan Lekula. This is 100% valid. Naflo or Truma Latok. Truma Naflo. Oh, maybe we can't compare the case of Truma to Chometz. Imodi Amin and Shani Omer. Maybe we say the concept Ani Omer. I said that this went into this and this went to this. This is only with Truma. The Rabbanin, Bizman Hazer. We're dealing with something that's Midr Rabbanin. And therefore, with the Midr Rabbanin, you could be told a Lekula, because it's Midr Rabbanin. About the Chametz, it's the Raisa. Mi Aminan. Do we really say this cloud of Ani Omer the Tolim? And we answer that, no. Atu Bedika Chametz, the Raisa. We could say that the Bedika Chametz, I'm sorry. Mi Aminan, Atu Bedika Chametz, Teraisa, we could say, well, about, sorry, didn't say it. In the case of Truma, it's Midrabanin. Or mi aminan atu bedika chametz, Teraisa, that it's Teraisa, over here, that you have to check the chametz. And we say Terabanin, he, Teraisa, bitul bi'alma sagile. Since we could do bitul bi'alma, therefore the bedika chametz is all a din in Midrabanin, and we can compare it to the case of Truma, and therefore we could say, ani tola lekula.
So why by Shvita Yeret? Is there a Shvita?
This is a robe over there?
Bottle
of a robe. So it's already Talin and Lekula. We do Talin and Lekula. Also, no, because, first of all, because with the knife, the Bedika, that we found, made, we have a Gezerah that we make a Chazakah that the Pegima started at the first one. But maybe the Pegima was at the last one. It's not a Vadai. It's not Vadai Trefus over here. When I find my knife is Bodok, and therefore I go back all of them to the last time I checked my knife. Maybe not. Maybe it was Pogame, the knife, on the last one. Anyway, there's a lot of things to be mistaken over there. Shrit, I'm not holding so well in the studio, but it could be Tola Lekula.